don't know if there'll be a lot of screaming, but there'll be a little bit of yelling going on later. Janet yelling. See how I played that? That's for professionals only. My next guest loved it. Craig Stiles from Ameriprise here. I can see the grin on his face. I can feel it. I can see it. Craig, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
I am well. Janet Yellen, the incoming Treasury Secretary. It'll be her signature on the currency going forward, correct? I mean, she'll be the one signing that.
That will be.
She's going to talk later today. What do you expect? I mean, here we are, about just over 24 hours away from a new administration. Taxes are going to change. Regulations are going to change on individuals and businesses. Any preview, any idea of what Janet Yellen might have to say?
Well, the expectations right now, I know the markets are looking to open at a little bit of a positive this morning. A little less than 1% on open is what the expectations are. What my guess is that she's going to be talking about a larger stimulus package to help to bolster the economy. So there's a lot of expectations in regards or concerns about the economy kind of slowing down a little bit. My biggest fear, and I think I've mentioned this before, has been the competition of the business owners, small business owners more specifically, competing with government to hire employees. So larger companies, public traded companies, I think are going to do fine. What I'm talking about with clients, with strategies, I'm more aligned with the small business owners and helping them to manage the cash flow and invest accordingly to get through some of the issues we're dealing with today. So,
but here's my question. I mean, we've spent, if I'm not mistaken, I had to carry a few ones to get here with a big satchel, but we got to just about $4 trillion now spent on coronavirus and pandemic stimulus. The next package here, $1.9 trillion. And again, if you took every American citizen, everyone, not just the ones you think deserve it, and had a $2,000 check to every single person living in America, man, woman, child, doesn't matter, non-binary, I'll throw that in just for sport, you would come to $650 billion, right? You come to $600, that's it. If every individual in America got $2,000, that'd be $650 billion. You're spending $900 billion on the last go-round, and people only got $600. That comes to $190 billion. Another $1.9 trillion. I mean, where does all this money go? Come on. Help me here.
That's a very big question, because you take a look at the raw numbers. You've hit it right on the head. When you're looking at the raw numbers, the actual number that goes to every single American, and we know that all that money doesn't go to every single American. It typically goes to those who are specifically in need. So where does the additional money go to? That's a great question. I think that's going to be you could probably have an entire show on where that additional spending goes. It does go to, there's a lot of international expenditures that are taking place. So to address the specific needs of the individuals that we're currently looking at the markets, the stock markets, and how they're going to be able to play the spending. That's the issue that I've been working with clients right now. It's tough to go through and share with them. There are still growth opportunities that are taking place out there. Even though there's massive amount of spending that's taking place, that's also generating opportunities within the markets. And we've seen that a great example is ESG, environmental, social, and governance strategies that are being placed out there. That's where some of this money is going to be going. Supporting small businesses, that's the intent of some of this money. But again, small businesses are going to be competing with the government to try to get people back to work. And if they're not working, then the folks aren't paying taxes. And if they're taking money from the government and not paying into it, that's more of my concern as it relates to how we're going to get this economy humming. Again, more specifically, earnings are coming out. Some of the earnings have been pretty strong and positive.
Well, yeah, the earnings have been great for the big companies.
Yeah,
as you mentioned, great for the big companies. I mean, you go into Costco, it's packed.
But the little guys,
Walmart, it's doing – you Mom and Pop stores, restaurants in Michigan. Of course, Michigan is the one of only three states where restaurants remain closed, and the only one, according to the Michigan Restaurant and Hotel Association, that has no plan to open them. Has no actual plan to meet. You know, we're the only state in America that has no plan for restaurants. I mean, crushing of small business has happened around the country, but here, where you and I live, it seems to be exceptionally bitter.
It is a little tough, and that's why the conversations that I have and trying to basically work with clients to manage their cash flow, to help them to take what we've done over the last couple of years and to help sustain them through this time period. Well, we're hoping that things are going to be opening up the beginning of February. I think we've been seeing a lot of, I would say, some news in regards to expectations. I know the here in Michigan, the Michigan High School Athletic Association is, as I understand, making plans for games to continue after the 1st of February. That's usually some good chatter, if you will, in regards to the expectations of what the governor is going to say about opening up. And I'm hoping that continues on with restaurants, that that chatter is going to continue.
Let me ask you this, though. So, I mean, there's also a discussion that you read about, chatter, if you will, about the Biden administration discussing a 4 to 6 week hard lockdown across the country. What would that do to it?
That's a great question. You know, it's going to affect the small. It's going to affect the small businesses more than anything. I know I've had this conversation with you before, Steve, in regards to the impact of small business. Small businesses have accounted for north of 60% of employees throughout the United States, and that's been the mainstay for a long time. The impact is going to be on the middle class. The middle class is created by a lot of those small businesses that are there, not by the large companies. Typically, the larger companies help to generate larger salaries. The other concern that I have is I've talked about a $15 minimum wage.
Also on the list.
That's also going to impact small businesses once again. That's going to impact more specifically even some of those interns who are trying to get jobs for experience.
Some call that to be the last nail in the coffin. $15 an hour could be the nail in the coffin for some of these companies that are hanging on by a thread, and we'll see where it goes. Janet Yellen talking today, as you said. Greatly appreciate that. We'll see where this goes because policy impacts business, small business, large business. Not really political questions, just policy questions. Check in next week, see where this takes us, and see what these policies might do. Craig Stiles from Ameriprise and Desideri, greatly appreciate you as always, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great to be here.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.